News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the deposit return scheme recently introduced has been getting some mixed reaction. Some people argue we already had the green bin for our cans and our plastic bottles, so why do we need this? But also, could the scheme be seen to be destroying consumer choice? I'm joined in studio by Dean McGuinness, Managing Director of Premier International Beers. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you do? What does your company do?
So for about 30 years, we've been importing specialty beers into Ireland. So all of the unusual beers, the kind of smaller scale beers, the ones that taste a little bit different, typically sell in smaller quantities, but have grown in popularity over the last few years.
In comparison to the big guys, I mean, what fraction of the market would be occupied by these specialist beers?
In total, about 3 to 5% of the market would be taken up with specialty beers, but at the same time, at that end of the market, the amount of choice involved is huge because you've got lots and lots of beers selling in small quantities according to different people's tastes.
Yeah, and people like these. They don't necessarily want to drink the mass-produced stuff. They have a particular yen for a Belgian beer or whatever it might be.
Yep, or and they may decide that they have a particular liking for 10 different Belgian beers that they might have over 10 different weeks.
Okay, so how many of your products that you market are affected by this scheme?
We have been importing 40 different canned products. Out of those 40 canned products, 38 of them have to be delisted because of returns insistence on a mandatory little R logo on the can, which really isn't necessary.
Now, we'll talk about why it might not be necessary in a moment, but if you were asked, say, to put the little R on yourselves, you know, get stickers or something, what is the implication of that?
Couple of implications. First of all, which is highly ironic, what we would have to do is take the plastic off the case, put a sticker on every single can, and then put new plastic on the case. So it means that the amount of plastic that we'd be using for every case doubles. It is meant to be an environmental scheme. It actually increases the amount of waste.
So are you saying that these products cannot be sold at all unless they have the R on them?
Unless they have the R on them. From the 1st of June, it would be illegal for us to put them on the market.
Now, this is going to decimate your business.
Well, basically, if we didn't have bottled product, we would be out of business. Everybody in our business would probably lose their job because it's taking a huge amount of business out.
So what's the situation on the bottled product?
On the bottled product, we don't do plastic bottles. So PET bottles are included under the deposit return scheme, but bottled products are covered under repack and they haven't.
So glass is fine?
Glass is fine. Yeah, we're covered under that, so we're fine. But our can business is pretty much decimated.
Yeah. Brands that people have become used to and like will no longer be available.
Exactly. Yep.
And it would be illegal to sell them.
It would be illegal to sell them unless you put the sticker on. If you put the sticker on, my estimate is that it will increase the cost of that can by between about 25 to 60 cents per can by the time you put it in and it goes through the chain.
Now, there is a system whereby you would bring in beer which is different to what would appear to be the identical beer here. In other words, it might have a different concentration of alcohol. It might be in a different size. I mean, you might have a half pint size, I don't know, versus a half litre size or whatever it might be. And it would be maybe manufactured in four packs instead of having to buy 12.
Mm-hmm. Yep, what you have in Ireland, we've historically had a high price for some mainstream beers. So taking two examples, for example, Coors Light and Carlsberg in Ireland are sold at a price between about €2.50 on the shelves. Yep. The Coors Light is brewed in Burton-on-Trent in the UK. And they also brew Coors Light for the UK market in Burton-on-Trent. Some companies in Ireland import the English Coors Light into Ireland, and they can sell it at €1.75 as against €2 to €2.50. So they can sell it at a better price for consumers. But because of the insistence on this mandatory logo, if the price goes up by between 25 and 60 cents, then the price of
there's
the
no
cheap
price
stuff
advantage. Is
goes
there any
back up.
Difference in the product itself?
Small difference in the case of Coors Light. Irish Coors Light is 4.3% ABV. UK Coors Light is 4% ABV. They're virtually identical
in
products.
In terms of taste, virtually.
Yeah, pretty much identical products. I'm trained as a beer taster. and I can't tell the difference.
So what's going to happen is that it will be no longer profitable or even viable to bring in these Coors products because they'd have to be branded with the R.
Yep, basically there's no way that Coors is going to put the R on the English stuff because they have a product that's specifically brewed for Ireland and they want to take the higher price on it in Ireland. So that product disappears from the shelves. It's choice, but if somebody was to bring it in, it's money out of people's product pockets. If it doesn't come in, it's still money out of people's product pockets.
Okay, now one of the theories was you've got a whole pile of PET bottles out there and you've got a whole pile of aluminium cans out there and people are hoarding them, or else they buy stuff across the border and there's no R on it. And if you didn't have the R required on the machine, well, we'd be given loads of returns to people who had bought their stuff elsewhere. What do you say to that argument?
It does not at all hold water. So I'll take them one by one. First of all, if every can in the market has to be in the scheme, then you don't need a logo on the can to say that it's in the scheme. If it's on a retail shelf, it's in the scheme, and if it's not in the scheme, then
so once all the old stuff washes through,
then you don't need the logo.
Then you don't need the logo.
Yep. But the argument that you need it, they have two systems for barcodes on the products. Now, first of all, the machines can't see the logo. They're not able to read the logo. The only thing that the machine can read is the barcode.
Yeah.
So the entire system is controlled by the barcode. They have a domestic barcode, which means that the product is only sold in Ireland. And then they have an international barcode for a product. Maybe a batch of it is brewed, 10% of the batch comes to Ireland and the rest of it is sold in other markets. Now, ironically, if you put a logo on that product, you're increasing the likelihood of fraud. Because if 10% is sold in Ireland and 30% of the batch is sold in Northern Ireland, the stuff in Northern Ireland doesn't have a deposit on it, but it has the logo on it and all the advertising.
So they buy it cheap and then they can go and get a bit of, you know, collect the cans and bring them south of the border and get a few euros.
They can do that whether it has the logo on it or not. But if it has the logo on it, they're being told, yes, bring it back and get your deposit back, even though the deposit hasn't been paid. If the logo wasn't on it, people might not bring it back.
So what is the case then for eliminating entirely the logo, which would allow you to continue your business as normal?
Yep. Well,
you still have to put the extra charge on, I presume, for the return scheme.
Absolutely. Like, I'm all in favour of recycling. A lot of the breweries that we work with do huge amounts of efforts in environmental initiatives, and it's something that differentiates the craft scene. So this isn't an argument against recycling. It isn't an argument against having a scheme like this in place. All we need is for them to make the requirement for the logo optional. So if the logo can be put on a can, then it should be put on a can. It publicises the scheme a bit. But if it's not physically possible to put it on the can, then it should be possible.
And what about the barcoding then, when you've got imported beers with their own barcoding? How would that talk to the machine?
You just register the barcode. That's exactly what's happening. In fact, what happens during the transition period, which is quite disturbing, the message that was being put out by Return was, to put it bluntly, quite deceptive. They made a mistake and they allowed people to register barcodes that didn't have the logo on it. So you had a lot of products in the market with no logo on it. This was characterized by Return as a small number of products. The reality is that it was 2,700 products out of 5,700 products. About 50% of the products had no logo on it. Every machine had a message on it saying, only return your can if it has the Return logo on it. They didn't change that. They did put posters.
Even though it would, the barcode was registered.
Once it's registered, you get your
can sent back. The machine would have taken it anyway.
Yep. Yep.
Even though there's no R on it.
That's it. Yep. They were saying, you may be charged a deposit where there's no R. Make sure you bring it back. But it was down.
So this demonstrates the viability of your notion that you don't need the R, although optionally have it. So it promotes recycling with every customer. They see an R and they say, oh, yeah, that's great. But you don't need it to actually work the scheme.
If Return made the logo optional during the transition period, then there's absolutely no logic that you make it mandatory after the transition period when every can is in the scheme. It doesn't make any sense.
When all cans are in the scheme, it doesn't matter whether they are on them or not.
Yep, that's it, exactly.
Once the barcode for the product sold in Ireland by you, for example, those 38 that will be excluded, if you register their barcodes with the scheme, then every machine will recognise them and punters will get their money back.
People will be charged their deposit. They'll get their money back. They'll know that they'll get their money back because it's in.
Are you a voice crying in the wilderness?
I am a very quiet voice because we're a small business. We're up against an organisation that has a budget of somewhere around 36 million. That pays for a hell of a lot of PR consultants. It pays for a hell of a lot of advertising. And from our point of view, we're a number of small companies that are coming together and just asking, what's happened here is that a tax has effectively been privatised. Minister Ossian Smith has put somebody in charge of an organisation that can charge people money by regulation. And it should work in consumers. First of all, it should work in the interest of the environment. If you're doubling the amount of plastic that you have in cases, you really got to scratch your head on that one. But it should work in the interest of consumers. And by taking away choice from consumers and by increasing cost to consumers, it's not doing that.
Some of the comments coming in. If 1 in 20 people who travel out of Ireland take a bottle of water with them, that's over a million bottles of water that won't be returned. Where will all that unclaimed money go? It's an absolute ATM for someone, says Brian.
And it is quite disturbing when you look at the numbers. The returns for the first month were, the press release said that they enthused about returns of 2 million cans. You need to put that together with the other press release, which said that they were collecting 1 million euros a day. So 1 million euros a day, 200,000 for the entire month of February returned, as tens of millions going into a pot. And who's controlling this?
Do you think the government will change the rules on the deposit return scheme? It is featured every week, sometimes a few times a week on News Talk, but it seems no government officials have said anything about it. My business is at threat too. I have vending machines and most of our products come from outside Ireland. In Germany, not all cans and plastic bottles have a deposit on them, but they are still recycled in the relevant bins in the home or workplace and the street bins. Why can't we have that system here? Well, it's because we're not very good.
Well, I suppose we're not too bad. In terms of cans, we're achieving a recycling rate of 77%. That compares with less than 10% for the first part of the return scheme. So at the moment, return is achieving a very, very small amount. And this
so what we're doing is we're putting them in our green bins.
Yep.
And forfeiting the cash that we could make by bringing them to a machine.
Effectively. And unfortunately, the way the scheme has been designed, it's a design of a scheme that rewards failure. If people don't return their money, they get to keep the money. Or return their cans, they get to keep the money.
All right. We'll leave it there, Dean. You have the name Son of Guinness. Dean McGuinness, Managing Director of Premier International Beers. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.